I thank the Iranian delegation for that statement. Point taken. It's quite clear that any text that the chair produces will, of course, not be binding on state party. It will be in the chair's name only. But I can assure that I will do my utmost to provide a fair and factual assessment of the situation. And with that, if there are no more comments, I can just see that there is no agreed outcome right now on this agenda item 5, and we'll see how it plays out in the coming days, weeks, and possibly longer. With that, I will close agenda item 5 and move on to agenda item 6. As you can see, it's a very, very long text, the heading. If I would read it out, you would have ample time to go out and buy a cup of coffee, enjoy it, and come back. So I will instead highlight 3 words under that heading, or 3 groupings of words. It's procedures, it's assistance database, and it's further down, coordination and cooperation. This, as you can see from the text, it's a rather weighty item. In fact, it's almost 3 items in one. As I said, it's the procedures, it's the second to the establishment and use of the assistance database, and the third relates to cooperation and coordination among states parties and with relevant international and regional organizations. I would like, therefore, to try and structure our discussions this afternoon along these lines, bam, 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 the 3 items. I would first like to discuss issues relating to procedures, then to the database, and then to discuss cooperation and coordination among state parties and with relevant organizations. I would therefore like to take the South African working paper 4 first, have a presentation, and then, you know, have responses, comment, questions, reflections from state parties on it, the type of interactive discussions we've had. We will then bring up the database, which has been flagged by several delegations during the day, but also in previous working papers or at previous meetings where we discussed and prepared ourselves for the meeting of experts, number 4. And in this context, I already in my letter flagged up a useful working paper which had been submitted previously in these processes, which were provided by India and France. And I have already requested them to sort of present it again in this context in order for us to kick off the discussion on databases. And we will also hear a technical presentation from the OPCW on its experience in this regard. And also hear from, so that will be there on the database. And following that, I would like to take the working papers by Japan and the USA, working papers 7 and 10, respectively, as well as a technical, WHO is coming at 8. Okay, as well as a technical presentation from the WHO. They will come again at agenda item 8. And again, after that, I will open up for a general discussion on this subtopic of coordination of cooperation. So we'll move through these three issues under this agenda item. I will welcome specific comments on that specific issue from delegations, and then we finish off with a more broader discussion. And that is my proposal, and we will do accordingly. So first, I would like to ask South Africa to introduce its working paper. You have the floor, madam.